For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A head coaching job. Imagine those pregame speeches in the locker room.
Wait, you're talking about the guy that was filled in for them?
Yeah.
That
excited to go to Shreveport.
But then they got, didn't they get worked over in that game?
I think they did.
They got blown out,
I'm pretty sure they did.
All right, let's open up today's 5 at 5, brought to you, as always, by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. And Tyler, you may fire when ready.
All right, so obviously Jalen Hurts announcing he's going to Oklahoma is kind of the hot topic of the day. And we talked about it earlier. This has been just these last couple months, a crazy amount of high-profile quarterbacks going to new locations. So I picked out five. That'd be Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields, Tate Martell, Kelly Bryant, and Brandon Wimbush, just to make things interesting. Which of these guys has the most successful season next year?
Just individually or the team?
Kind of both.
I mean, I think it's going to be Hurts at Oklahoma. First of all, Martell isn't. I don't think Martell's going to be eligible.
No, he's not. That is true.
Fields, we assume, is going to be, but there's no guarantee with Fields being eligible. But I'm assuming he's going to be.
If Tate Martell left town, then Fields is probably going to get that waiver.
We know the other three are all going to be able to play. Wimbush immediately, and then Hurts and Bryant. I think it's going to be Hurts. They'll have the because Oklahoma's still going to be really good, and the key is going to be how much do they step it up on defense. I like the hire they made at defensive coordinator, getting Alex Grinch from Ohio State, who's a co-DC for the Buckeyes last year. So I think they should improve, although they were really bad last season. So they do fall close to the category of they really can't get any worse. And quite frankly, like Big 12 or no Big 12, like Oklahoma shouldn't be as bad on defense as they were last year.
Right.
I mean, you still got the ability to recruit well there.
Yeah.
You know, even if your numbers are going to be inflated somewhat because of the conference that you play. But, I think Hurts will be going to Oklahoma. I think that's a good spot. He's got a good offensive-minded coach. Hurts is not going to win the Heisman Trophy.
No.
But he is playing for a coach and in an offense that has produced the last two.
Does Wimbush lead UCF to another undefeated season?
They could. I mean, they do. They at least step it up 1 week. They get Stanford to go there.
That's true. You never know what Stanford's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, Stanford has been generally solid, but they are going to be without. You know, Bryce Love is gone now.
They could end up being a run of the mill 7-5. That's just how Pac-12 works, it seems.
Yeah,
you're either undefeated or you're 7-5.
I guess the thing you're at least guaranteed is they're not going to be terrible.
Right.
I mean, they're going to be like a quality team one way or another.
Right.
I'm going to say no. They're not going to have a third straight undefeated season.
No claim national championship next year.
Also, I don't think they're not better at quarterback now just because they've got Wimbush who played at Notre Dame. Mackenzie Milton was better than Wimbush.
Yeah, Wimbush did get his job taken from him by Ian Book.
Yeah. I mean, Book's pretty good, but there's a reason why Wimbush transferred. And there's a reason why Kelly Bryant transferred, although the reason he transferred, the reason Hurts transferred is because they happen to be playing behind the two best quarterbacks in the country.
By the way, Dave texted me from 20 feet away in his office. He said the new coach at Temple is Rod Carey from Northern Illinois.
Okay. Well, there you go. So, good luck to him.
Sorry, Ed Foley.
Yeah. Maybe he kept him around, though.
Maybe so. All right, moving on to the 5 at 5. Obviously, last night, Georgia played host to Kentucky. Kentucky, when you think of big-time sports dynasties and franchises, Kentucky's up there for their respective sport. You know, you have Alabama for college football. You have the Patriots in the NFL, Golden State, or up until last year, the Cavaliers in the NBA. What's the most difficult fan base to deal with as far as, the top ones go? In your opinion,
I feel like any anyone that rises to the top, their fans eventually get annoying, because what they end up doing is they get a lot of bandwagoners that jump on.
Right.
And, you know, so Bama's definitely gotten into that class. Like, I'll say this, like, Kentucky basketball fans, I don't really feel like they've got a bunch of people that just hop on the bandwagon. They've just always sort of been like these blue bloods that are there. But Bama football is, I've gotten to the point where I think I dislike Alabama as much, if not more, than any other team Georgia plays.
Yeah.
Like, even, I'm talking like Florida, Tech, any of them. I've just had it with Bama.
Now, as a Dolphins fan, do you dislike them more than the Patriots?
Yeah, well, yeah, and I'm a Dolphins fan, but I'm not like I've matured, Tyler. And when I was a kid, and the Dolphins would put me in a bad mood if they lost, the Patriots were awful.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, in your lifetime, the Patriots are like, this is the greatest football team ever.
They've been dominating since I was five.
Believe it or not, though, once upon a time, they used to stink.
Eason's dad, he was their quarterback. Was that
it was a different
Eason?
It was a different Tony Eason. It was not Jacob's dad.
Okay.
But
I've been lied to about that then.
Yeah, but he was their quarterback. He completed zero passes in Super Bowl 20 when they lost to the Bears. Now, the Patriots did beat the Dolphins in the AFC Championship game that year.
Right.
But I'm okay with that, because the Dolphins would have had no shot to beat the Bears in the Super Bowl, especially since the Dolphins had beaten them during the regular season.
Yeah.
I mean, Chicago would have been mad. But, the Patriots weren't the team I hated was the Jets.
Okay.
When I was a kid. The Patriots never bothered me, but.
So that begs the question of, how are people feeling that Adam Gase is now with the Jets?
I think it's hysterical.
But, I mean, it's not like he was a world-beating coach down in South Beach.
No, yeah. I just, the idea that the Jets hired the guy the Dolphins just fired is, that doesn't frighten me. I laugh at that. Like, I think, like, I mean, really, on it, like, Boston sports fans in general, even when you just get to, like, the whole idea of Red Sox Nation, you include them in there. You know, Golden State is so far across the country. I guess they're not that.
But you have their fans out here, though, some of them.
Right. I think the thing that's amusing about Golden State is knowing that, okay, they haven't been good. And you know, a bunch of quote-unquote Golden State fans now were rooting for the Lakers when they had Kobe and Shaq.
Yeah. I'd say Golden State fans really is just Steph Curry fans. Because they probably couldn't name too many other guys on the team, if we're being honest.
No.
You see him in 30 jerseys.
Yeah. But the Bama, and then you drive around here and you see, you know, you see Bama decals all over the place, even driving around Athens.
Yeah.
Like, when I didn't see Bama decals when driving all around Athens was when Mike Shula was the head coach.
Or when they lost to UL Monroe in 2007.
Yeah, I didn't see those after Saban's first year in 07. Now they're everywhere, though.
Or during, was it the Mike Price debacle?
No, yep. Never saw him then.
You never saw him then.
I'm telling you, I wish I'd taken a picture of it, but I got behind a car once. I was in Atlanta, stopped at a light. And the car had a Kentucky and an Alabama decal.
Oh, God.
And my thought in my head was like, I'm going to guess that they're not a Kentucky football fan and an Alabama basketball fan.
It's probably Drake, for being honest.
You could be right.
There's probably a Patriots sticker on there somewhere.
But he's the kiss of death,
isn't he? He is the kiss of death, because he officially endorsed Alabama before the national championship game. And, well, we saw what happened there.
Oh, yeah. Remember the year that at the U.S. Open, how many years, was that like 3 years ago now, when Serena was going for the Grand Slam and lost to that little Italian girl in the semis?
Uh-huh.
Drake was there.
He was
watching her.
He's from Toronto, and he's a Raptors fan, which he's Canadian, so that's more understandable.
I'll give him that. But yeah, he showed up at like Midnight Madness at Kentucky.
Yeah, he's been at Duke, you know, just, you name a team that's successful, and he's worn their attire at some point.
I want no part of him.
Yeah, no. Stay away from Georgia.
Jumping on the bandwagon.
We got our Atlanta rappers with us.
Yeah.
I don't think Migos would let him.
No, we got Migos.
Okay, so kind of staying on the topic of fan bases that are difficult to deal with. As a Dolphins fan, this is probably something you've been hoping for a long time. The Patriots win the Super Bowl. Does Tom Brady retire?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Why would he retire? Because he's got a free pass to the playoffs every year, playing in that division. Because the Bills, the Dolphins, and the Jets, none of those teams are threats.
Right.
So the Patriots, he's got a free pass to the playoffs, and most likely, as was the case this season, they do have to go on the road Sunday. But, like, worst-case scenario is they're a two-seed, they get a first-round bye, they got to win two games to get to the Super Bowl.
True.
So, no.
But, I mean, you don't know how many more opportunities you're going to get as far as winning the Super Bowl. And for a guy with a career like his, you'd imagine you want to go out on top, right?
Yeah, but I think if he could look at it of, all right, well, if I win the Super Bowl this year, I'm going to have to win two games just to get to the Super Bowl again next year, basically.
Right. Well,
and see what happens.
As long as his career doesn't end like Dan Marino's did.
Oh, losing 63-7 to the Jaguars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he has to worry about that.
How many completed passes did he have in that game?
I don't even remember. I remember the score was 63-7. But I don't think Brady's going anywhere because they've been in 9 straight AFC championship games, and they're so even to extend that streak next year, we're talking they probably have to win one home game.
Yeah. Yeah, that AFC championship game trophy is probably a paperweight at this point.
Yeah, but they're...
Belichick's never excited to win that anymore. He's kind of like, all right, on to the Super Bowl.
No, why should he be? They've got... they've got like 6 layups every year just in the AFC East. I mean, I know they blew that on that freak play this year when the Dolphins beat them, so they ended up 5-1 against the East, but they should have been 6-0.
We'll see what happens in Kansas City. All right, moving on. The 5 at 5 here.
Cold there.
18 degrees, I think. But hey, cold is cold. It doesn't matter if it's 0 or 18. It's still going to be pretty raw.
That's the second game, too.
It is.
So
it's going to go into the night.
Yeah. And they are an hour behind, so it'll be 5:40 there, not 6:40. But still, it's going to get dark.
Sun's
going
to go down.
And colder, yeah.
All right. So obviously this week, everybody's been talking about it, what happened with Clemson going to the White House and the food that they were served and, you know, we stay away from politics here, but it's a story that everybody's aware of. And when I saw the pictures of all that, the fast food laid out, my only question was, how long has it been sitting there? Because fast food isn't really that great when it's cold.
No, it gets soggy.
It does get soggy.
Yeah.
Especially like French fries and stuff. So my question to you is, this is limited to fast food. It can be about any kind of food. What is one food that you can eat cold, no problem, and one food you refuse to eat cold?
Pizza is one of those foods that can be had cold.
Okay.
I
would agree with that. It's better when it's warmed up.
French fries, though, once they're cold and soggy,
yeah, throw them out.
They are
done.
They are not edible.
Unless you just got a lot of sauce or ketchup.
Yeah. There was something I ate the other day that I ate cold, that it didn't bother me. I can't remember what it was, though. I'd put it in the oven to warm it for a few minutes, and I took it out, and it was still cold, but I went...
You just don't want to put it back in the
oven.
Yeah,
I was like, well, whatever. What's the big deal? It still tastes fine. It's just a little cold, so I ate it, but I mean, French fries are absolutely, hands down...
You can also extend that to, like, baked potatoes. They get cold, too. Really, most potato-based things...
Once they're cold,
it's...
Yeah.
You know, unless you're just gobbing on the toppings or sauces or whatever.
Well, and the issue with fries, too, is, like, you can't reheat them.
No.
Because they don't...
No,
you know, they end up getting soggy and gross.
Yeah,
so, once they're not warm, they're gone.
Now, I didn't see any of those on the spread... of all that food.
Yeah, he had them in
these... He did have them?
Yeah, he had them in these cups with the presidential seal on them.
Oh, so that's what that was. Okay, I was looking for, like, the fast food, like, carton, because everything else was still in its packaging, but, oh, man.
No, the fries had all been taken. They were in these cups with the presidential seal.
I would have avoided that.
Hey, maybe Clemson will get, like, food poisoning, and they won't recover from it. That'll be the what knocks them out next year.
So I wonder what did going back to the 80s, that would have been Reagan. What did Reagan serve Clemson? I guess we can ask Hunter Renfrow, because he would know, right?
He would have been on that team,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, what did they eat?
Well, this is the first time that I can I can think of where you've actually seen a team go to the White House and be served a meal. And I don't know if that is – but anytime you've ever seen a team get invited to the White House
– it's the photo
always,
op.
And they're in the Rose Garden.
Yeah.
And they're all standing there, and then the coach will hand the president a jersey.
He says a few things. They take some pictures, and that's pretty much – you don't get the, like – inside look at their visit.
No, so that's the question I don't know is, like, do the teams always eat there and you just don't know because you always see the scene in the Rose Garden? Or
right.
Was this just a one-off where, you know, he decided to serve them food?
Who knows?
Because, I mean, I got the sense that he was using it a bit basically he was using them as a prop to make a statement about the government shutdown, like... you know, I'm paying for this with my own dime.
Right. And, you know, they won the national championship last week, and now they're visiting the White House. It's definitely very rushed.
That was a quick turnaround, too. Usually it's...
because the Red Sox aren't going until next month.
Right. Usually
their
it's...
title back in October.
Yeah. That's usually it's there's a more of a,
right,
a span
a
in
grace
between
period,
winning
I guess.
So, but the part about are they... is it typical that they are fed a meal when they go to the visit? Because that I've never heard. I've just always been aware of there's the photo op in the Rose Garden.
Well, apparently they ate it all, so there's that.
Well, I mean, of course they did. They're college students, and it's fast food.
I can agree with that as a 22-year-old college student.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of fast food. All right.
That's pretty much all I ate when I was in college.
The final question in the 5 at 5. Interesting. I actually got this from my sports marketing class this morning because our professor asked us this question. Can you name the 9 MLB stadiums that do not have a title sponsor to them?
Probably not. We'll see. Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park. Did he count Wrigley Field?
Wrigley Field counts.
That's not the Wrigley.
It's not named after the brand. It's named after a person.
All right. But they started the brand.
They did start the brand, but it's not technically sponsored by the brand.
Camden Yards.
Is
4.
Correct.
Even the Oakland now is O.co, so
yeah,
that's got
sponsored.
One on there. Is the where the Angels play? Is that
that's another one?
Dodger Stadium
Dodger
is
Stadium.
6. Oh, I'm actually doing
better. Well,
Kauffman
doing really
Stadium.
That was the one that nobody could guess this morning, actually.
All right, Kauffman Stadium is 7. I need 2 more.
We know these teams well.
We do?
Yes.
Marlins Park. Is 8.
One more.
And then, Shea Stadium is now City Field. Phillies is a bank.
Citizens Bank.
We know them well. So the Met, the Nationals.
Nationals Park.
There you go.
Wow, you got that in about a minute and a half. I asked my friend Sam that a couple hours ago. It took him about 7 minutes. They're like, all right, well, I'll see how fast Brame can get these later on. So
all right.
The record to beat is 90 seconds.
The record is 90 seconds.
That was impressive. But yeah.
I mean, you did give me a little help there at the end when you said that we knew them well. I started,
well, that,
obviously,
I mean,
I was in the East.
That could mean anything, though, for being honest.
But you got to admit, though,
that's
Kauffman
true.
Park was a good pool.
Well, that was the one when my professor asked us this morning, like, we got the first 8 pretty easily. And he had to, like, give us all these hints, like, think blue, because I was thinking, like the tire company.
Yeah.
But it's named after, I think, their original owner. But, yeah.
Yeah, Ewing Kauffman.
Yeah, that was the one that nobody could guess. So
well, I wonder if, because I'm thinking, like, well, with Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City's got 2.
Right.
How many NFL stadiums don't have one?
Maybe that'll be the question tomorrow in the 5 at 5.
Yeah, that might be the only one.
That might be
point,
the only one.
Because they're all, well.
Yeah, most of them
the
are.
The Rams are part-time, so the L.A. Coliseum would be 2.
That half counts, I guess.
Soldier Field. The Giants and Jets play in MetLife now. So there's 3. We'll do a break, and then I'll rack my brain and see.
Okay.
We'll do NFL next without any tie-ins. All right, it's the home team. Your 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.